Charlie is filmed before a studio audience.
No, no, not a mouse sane here, Mrs. Babish. He's probably in some other part of the building.
Listen, you know this is all Shirley's fault.
Oh, no, you can't blame this mouse on Shirley. Let's face it, you got a lot of filthy people living here.
Listen, I have seen Shirley put little pieces of cheese up and down the stairs.
Yeah, well, that's, for the mailman. Hi, am I interrupting something?
Yes, Shirley, we are looking for your mouse.
My mouse? What makes you think Twinkle is my mouse?
Twinkle.
Oh, you're blowing the whole thing for me. Oh, there he goes. There he goes.
Get out of my way. He's mine.
Where is he? I put him in a shoebox in your underwear drawer. But I'm getting tired of covering for you, Cheryl. You really ought to get rid of him. I mean, one's not bad, but what happens if he starts having little mouse parties, huh? I'll take him to the boiler room and set him free.
I owe you for this one, Laverne, and I'm going to pay you back immediately. I got a surprise for you.
Oh, boy, a surprise.
Sit down.
Oh, boy, a sitting-down surprise.
Not only a sitting-down surprise, my dear, but a wonderful sitting-down surprise.
Okay, I got my eyes closed. Give me...
What have you always wanted to do all your live-long life? No. Haven't you always dreamed of going to college?
Never.
Well, that dream has come true.
Every Tuesday, you and I are going to night school, Laverne!
Night school? Uh-uh. Ixnay to night school. We talked about this, and we decided against it. It got in the way of bowling.
Listen, I like bowling as much as the next man. But I think it's time we face the fact we are never going to make big money at it.
Yeah, well, I could.
How?
I'll bowl you for $10.
Stop that! Stop that! I'm talking about a course that would teach us a profession where we could earn lots and lots of money. Laverne, I'm talking about big bucks. Read this.
Are you medical assistant material? A medical assistant? What are you, crazy? You gotta be smart to do that.
We're smart?
No, you're smart. You were the whiz kid in school. You got straight C's. Remember what they called me?
Forget that.
Doofus DeFazio. Lived with that for 11 years.
So you had a name pinned on you by a few hundred kids.
Yeah, and a couple of teachers.
That's all behind you now. Doofus is no more. You've matured. Look, if I can prove that this is a perfect career for you, will you come to night school?
How can you prove that? I can't even follow the stories on Ben Casey.
Look, there are three simple questions to let you know if you are medical assistant material.
Oh, no, not a pop quiz. They get me crazy. My hands start sweating.
Oh, stop it. You'll be surprised at your aptitude. Question one. Do you agree that there are too many helpless and sick people in the world?
Yes.
See there?
Well, that's an easy one.
Number two. Do you agree that there are too few medical personnel to help the sick people of the world?
Yes.
Perfect! Last question.
Okay.
Could you honestly live with yourself, knowing what you know now, without doing something about it? To a doctor's world. My dear, you are medical assistant material.
Yeah, this semester.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Laverne's seat at safe. She's been sitting there for 3 weeks now. Excuse me. I'm sorry. That's my seat. I was sitting there. Thank you. I'm sorry. That's Laverne's seat. Could you move? Excuse me. That's my seat. You're sitting in there. Could you? Excuse me. Would you mind? Mr. Wilner! Mr. Wilner, sir! Those two people are in my seat.
You require more than one chair?
Well, yes, sir. Laverne and I have been sitting in the front row for the past 3 weeks. I have proof. Laverne carved her initials in that chair.
I know. I saw the chips fly. And Mr. Fazio is coming tonight.
Oh, yes, sir, yes.
I thought maybe she decided to drop out, and for a moment my heart took wing.
Oh, no, sir, Laverne, she's just a tad late.
Oh, a tad.
Yes, a fire broke out in the building across the street.
A fire?
Yes, and Laverne rushed in to save some old people.
Old people?
Yes, they were old and poor.
And poor as well.
Yes, and so she's out now having her stomach pumped for smoke.
Oh.
But she'll be along right away. It's a sad story.
One of the saddest I've ever heard.
Yeah. Oh, I see you have Laverne's file.
Don't read my papers. I'm taking these papers to the registrar. I'm suggesting that we refund Mr. Fazio's tuition.
Oh, you're giving her a scholarship, I'm praying.
I'm booting her out, I'm hoping. Well, let's face it, she's just not medical assistant material. She hasn't answered one question. Every time I put a question to her, she gives me the same answer. My dog ate that page in the book.
Please don't boot her out. Please give her one more chance. I'm telling you, Laverne could be one of the world's greatest medical assistants. You may quote me.
Miss Feeney.
Yes.
If I ever had the misfortune of being hit by a train, say a long train, 50, 60 cars, and by some miracle I was lying there with still a spark of life remaining, and Mr. Fazio just wandered by and offered me her medical assistance, I would say, no, thank you, I'm waiting for the next train.
Please, Mr. Wilner, please don't fool Laverne out. Please don't make me grovel, sir, because if it's absolutely necessary, I will. Oh, please, please, please.
All right, all right. That's a Christmas necktie. All right, we'll give her one more chance.
Thank you.
I'll see how well she does tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Oh, thank you. You won't regret this. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Wilner. Many thanks. Thank you, sir. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, Mr. Wilner, what about my seats? Those two people are in
there. Get yourself another chair. It's going to make you happy.
Thank you, sir.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're going to discuss the human skeleton system. Now, when one considers that the infinite number of bones have to be identified and placed quite correctly in our nomenclature, and our general knowledge of the situation will prevent us from approaching this with any levity or... All settled in our little nest, Miss Fanny?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Now, I have a little surprise for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
How does it feel sitting in the second row, huh? Not so good, huh? Huh?
As I say, ladies and gentlemen, tonight I have a little surprise for you.
Hi. I'm real sorry I'm late, but these two little girls, you know, the Needleman sisters, they wanted me to show them how to give noogies, their first noogies. I had to take their little hand to make...
And that's when the fire broke out. Flames everywhere.
There was a fire?
Sit down. Just sit down.
Oh, I'm probably holding up the whole class here, huh? Well, just go ahead. I'll catch up. What I missed.
Just me groveling, but you may get a chance to see it again.
Tonight I brought along a friend. The boys in the medical lab call him Mr. Rapolsky. Now, I warn you, he's very expensive, so keep your hands off him.
Yeah. What did the late Mr. Rapolsky die of?
He died teaching night school.
Thank you. Died teaching night school.
I said to assume that we've all read the assignment, so who can tell me what this is called? Mr. Fazio, can you tell me what this is called.
Mr. Rapolsky?
Very good. Very good. Not an easy name to remember.
I want the medical term for this.
The head.
The more medical term.
Yeah, I know that. Sure, I know that.
Cranium. Cranium.
It's the geranium.
You weren't listening very carefully because she said cranium.
Oh, yeah, the cranium, that's it.
Very good, Mr. Fazio. And a very good to you, too, Mr. Now, Mr. Fazio, can you tell me what this bone is?
No, the dog,
dog ate that pig. Will you please come up here, Mr. Fazio, and point out what the dog didn't eat? Show us anything you know.
Well, this is where his hair was. This is where his little fingernails were. This was Mr. Rapolsky.
All right, do the assignment on page 4. I'm taking these papers to Mr. Fazio to the registrar.
Oh, no, Mr. Wilner, you asked her to show you anything. She knew anything.
I'll probably get detention hall for this, huh? I know these bones. He just makes me nervous when he asks me. Like this is the joke bone. It was so funny, it was so humorous. It's the humorous. And these are the twins. This is the ulnar. And the ulnar, and it was in my notes here. Ulnar and the radius. That's it. It's the ulnar.
Interruption was unavoidable. Mr. Fazio, this was your doing. Forever. You're a disgrace. You don't belong in this class. You don't even belong in the school.
he's right.
What are you doing? I thought you were in school.
I got bit on the elbow.
I'll get the first aid kit ever since you're 7. No elbows, just scabs.
Who bit you?
Mr. Rapolsky.
Hey, I'll get him.
Ah, he's already dead.
Yeah? Well, he got what he deserved. What kind of school is that? The way they bite people.
Don't worry. It won't happen again. Because I'm not going back to that stupid school.
You got kicked out?
No. Just found that I have better things to do on Tuesday nights. Like bowling, watching Wyatt Earp. Oh, that burns, Bob! It burns! Whoa! Don't spit! Whoa!
You know, I was in the Army. Nobody complained that I helped a lot of people.
Yeah, I heard how you won the war.
Yeah, I did. I did. Who else?
Pop, I did get kicked out. But I tried honest. It's just that that stuff was too hard.
Listen, Muffin, if you got any trouble in school, why don't you tell me? Maybe I can help you.
Nah, Pop, you can't help me. Nobody can. Just a dummy.
Come on, come on. Nobody calls my daughter a dummy, and that includes you.
It's true.
It's not true. When you was a little kid, you know I once gave you a map puzzle where you put all the states in place, you know that?
United States.
Yeah, and you put everything like this here, boom, 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 you knew everything. Wyoming, a square state, you can go any place. You knew where to put it. You was a genius.
Yeah, I might have started out okay, but somewhere along the line, I became a real dummy, Pop.
Come on. Just like your mother.
Mama was a dummy?
No, 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 don't ever say that. It's just that when your mother likes something, boy, she was wonderful. You know that she once sang that opera in 2 hours? And then she drove me crazy singing it for 2 years.
I remember that.
Yeah. I'll tell you something else. But when she didn't like something, and she didn't want to do it, she thought she was stupid.
I'll tell you the truth, Pop. I don't like that medical stuff.
Big deals, or you forget it. Find something you like, and you'll be a champ again. Okay? Come on. You're okay. I gotta go to work.
Thanks, Pop. Thanks for helping me.
That's all.
Hey, how come you came over here anyway?
Edna! I found the mouse! Dead! Dead! Levine, flush him down the toilet.
How come you lied to her?
How can you kill anything named Twinkle? Don't forget, you're not a dummy.
That's right, that's all I gotta do. I just gotta think of something I'm good at. The only thing I'm good at, my father would kill me if I did.
Laverne, I know you're in there. You're probably real mad at me for pushing you into going to that class, and you're right. You're probably laying in there in your ratty old bathrobe with your curler cap on your head, stuffing your face full of scooter pies. Come on, Laverne, you can admit you're mad at me. Come on, admit it. Come on.
I'm not mad. I only ate 2. When I'm mad, I eat 6.
Verna, I know tonight was a rough night, but I have news that'll make things better.
Yeah, what?
Laverne, You're going back to night school.
What, are you crazy? Boy, you just love to see me embarrassed, don't you? Why don't you go out and get me drunk and put me on college ball, huh? Boy, if you ever mention that school to me again, I'm going to break your cranium with my ulna. You got that?
Boy, we are whipped to flare, aren't we? Would you mind just looking at something?
No.
Just look at it.
No.
Just look. I'm hitting my own yourself in the head. Will you just look at it, please?
Taxidermy, an interesting career for you and your pets. That's disgusting. What do you want me to do, stuff Twinkle and hang him by your bed?
No, not that bad. There.
Associate of Arts degree in recreational management. Boy, that's a stupid job.
You don't even know what it is.
I do so. What is it? You recreate, and then you manage it.
Well, since you're such an expert, I guess you also know that when you finish this course, you can become, among other things, a social director at a resort where wealthy men gather in short pants. Or a cruise director on a luxury liner. Shuffleboard sailor boy. Or you can work in a nursery school, run a playground, help a lot of little kids, you know, teach them arts and crafts, swimming, noogies. I was under the impression you'd like to do all those things, but I guess I'm wrong. I guess I just don't know what's right for you. I guess I'll just throw this out in the trash. No, I think I'll take it to the trash myself. Oh, on second thought, I think I'll take it to the incinerator and burn it. That's right. That's what I'll do. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
This night school is tougher than I thought. I spent most of this week locked in my room, memorizing complex chemical formulas, period. Tonight was the big test, underline big. For 3 hours, I answered mind-boggling questions. It was grueling work, but I'm very proud of myself. I got a B minus. Underline B minus.
Hey, Cheryl. Oh, what a night. We learned how to teach kids square dancing, and guess what?
What?
I got an A plus, and the fiddle player asked me out. Woo! A plus!
P.S. Where is the justice?